Track 202.
This painting was painted around 1842 by a local artist named William Allen Wall. William Allen Wall was born in 1801. He was a New Bedford Quaker. He started off as a watch and clockmaker. But when he was about 25 years old, he took up portrait painting of many local people, and he was quite talented. He was not a trained artist, but he had talent. He studied in New York. He studied with Thomas Sully and Gilbert Stuart. He came back to New Bedford and made a living painting portraits, but he also painted history scenes. If one imagines being in New Bedford, Massachusetts in the 1840s and 1850s, it is to understand that this place had grown to be an incredibly successful seaport. These good harbors did in fact conduct the settlers to their greatest hopes, and the place was extremely successful. By the mid-19th century, New Bedford people were looking back at their own history, and William Allen Wall tackled that history. He didn't see this scene. What William Allen Wall was doing was capturing the essence of the American experience as he understood it. You'll notice that the small craft is flying the red ensign, the British flag of commerce. These were colonists. Gosnold wasn't a colonist. He was an explorer, but they would shortly become colonists. So by 1620, you know, the Pilgrims had settled in Plymouth, and Puritans within 10 years had completely settled the region around Boston. And in the 1650s, the Plymouth colony grew. The colonists bought enormous tract of land from the Wampanoag tribe, from the Native Americans. And you could see them here in the painting. They're standing there looking with some interest at Gosnold, but with even more interest at the things that he is distributing, the red cloth and beads, and perhaps some of his metal implements, his sword, and the pike that his man is holding the boat in place. You know, these Native Americans have wooden tools, you know, bows and arrows and clothes made out of animal hide and, you know, fox skins. It was cultures coming together on the shores. Smoking Rocks was right down the street. At the foot of Center Street was where this scene was purported to have taken place. Smoking Rocks was right here along the banks of the Acushnet River. So William Allen Wall was looking back. New Bedford citizens are looking back. Americans are looking back and realizing that they do, in fact, have a history. Now turn around and look at the painting Endicott and the Red Cross. It depicts a history that isn't always a comfortable one.